Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Johnsonville to Jacksonville, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. How are we doing, everybody? We have made it to Friday, and what a show we have lined up for you this morning. We continue our week of previewing the national championship game with former stars of the two schools, Alabama and Georgia. We have had on Howard Cross, who is a Super Bowl champion as a tight end for the New York Giants back in the 90s. He was an Alabama standout. We had him on the show. We also yesterday spoke to one of Georgia's best wide receivers in their program history, Tavares King. And today, we'll do Georgia again with one of the alums. How about Quincy Carter? Quincy Carter was an excellent quarterback in the late 90s, early 2000s for the Bulldogs. Was an NFL QB as well for a couple of years, namely with the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk to him about what Georgia needs to do to try to win on Monday night its first national championship since 1980. That comes your way in hour number four. Since it's a Friday, it's a Target Demo Friday. So when Cap releases the Kraken, that being the Target Demo Friday meme, we'll let you know so that you can add on via social media where you are and how you're listening. And we'll read those coming up later on in the show. Also on a Football Friday, it means picks, picks, and more picks. Picks, 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 picks. I've got the Wizard of Odds. It's the Wizard of Odds coming up on the show at hour number three. Mraz has his Up the Gut NFL picks plus his Football Food of the Week. Mraz's Up the Gut NFL picks has been outstanding all season long. He is 32-19-1 on the season, 13 games over 500. Find another NFL prognosticator that went 13 games over in this weird NFL season in many regards with COVID exits and things like that. He went 2-1 last week, final regular season week. Let's see how he does. His picks coming up next hour on the show. All of that and a bag of chips this morning in 40 minutes. Jags fans are planning to show up on Sunday in a certain attire. We'll tell you what that is. They're unhappy. Bruce Arians tries to dig himself out of the AB hole. Baker Mayfield is once again at war with the media in Cleveland. Okay. What else is new? And Justin Herbert has his first big career moment on Sunday night, win and in situation. All of that this morning on the show. That's pretty good, huh? Pretty good show. Good show. Good show. So I want to begin with the college football playoff semifinals, actually, because last week, a week ago today, we had the two semifinal games, Cincinnati, Alabama, Michigan, and Georgia. And did you know that they were two of the three lowest rated playoff games ever? Now, the numbers are good by many, many accounts. For Georgia-Michigan, 17.2 million viewers tuned in. For Alabama-Cincy, 16.6. And again, if you are a broadcast network, certainly if you're ESPN, getting 16 or 17 million people to watch your primetime show is a huge win. But comparatively speaking, these were some of the lowest numbers ever. The only other lowest rated college football playoff game was in 2015, Clemson-Oklahoma. That did 15.7. These two did 16 and 17. So these were two of the three lowest rated playoff games ever. And people are trying to figure out around the college football universe, well, why was this? So on the one hand, it might be the easy solution, the easy answer. New Year's. The people just have other things going on New Year's Eve. Because if you go back to that lowest rated game ever, Clemson-Oklahoma 2015, that was also on a New Year's Eve. And so you're just battling the natural current of people having things to do. You got a party to go to. You might be hosting a party. Might be going out to dinner. Might be doing other things. Plenty of people have plenty of plans, and it doesn't include watching 8 hours of college football on New Year's Eve. And they realized this the first time they put college football playoff games on New Year's Eve. They're like, oh, these are not the numbers we wanted. These are not the droids we're looking for. So once the new contract comes up, they're going to try to avoid this at all costs. So that's one part of this. Second part is this New Year's Eve happened to happen on a Friday. And so if you were working on that Friday, and maybe you know, your day off was Monday from work because New Year's Day was a Saturday, you're working until 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or wherever into the afternoon on Friday. You might not be home for the first game yet. And by the time you get home, maybe you've got plans to go do something and you have no time to even sit down to watch a little bit of this. And so that's another part of the equation here. A Friday, and you also have the New Year's Eve dynamic. But that explains some of it, not all of it. Because this New Year's Eve, I'm sure there were plenty of people that said, due to COVID, probably not going to go out this year. Let's just stay home, hang out, watch a movie, celebrate at home, watch Andy Cohen get liquored up, whatever that is. I'm sure there are people that didn't decide to go out because of health stuff. So that could even things out. The undercurrent here is the games themselves. That Alabama versus Cincinnati was seen to be a predicted blowout, so much so that Mraz bet 144 beers on it. And that Georgia-Michigan ended up being a blowout. So what are you going to stick around for? You tune in. It's either not a very good game or it's a blowout, and you're like, all right, I've got the rest of my night. I know that we were hosting some people here for New Year's Eve, and we had the Georgia-Michigan game on. Obviously, I watched the Alabama-Cincy game right through to the end, and then the Georgia and Michigan game popped on, and we're starting to sit down and watch that, and half the party's in the other room, the dining room, the kitchen, you know, hanging out, having a good time. I'm in the living room watching this game, and then the game becomes 14-0. And it's like, okay, Michigan can't move the football. This thing is going to be a blowout. You tend to mingle into the other room. You stay in there to have another drink longer because it's a commercial break. You come back out. Oh, it's 24-0, whatever it was. You're like, what's the use in sitting down and watching a blowout game? So that's also part of the equation. So there's a lot of possible reasons why these were two of the lowest rated games ever for the college football playoff. But also, there's this, and people around college football are worried about this. You can change when the games are played. You can change whether they're played on New Year's Eve or not. And you know what? A blowout is a blowout. Nothing you can do about that. The other worry is that in college football, there really is only one or two teams that can win a national championship. Everybody else is playing for third and fourth and fifth and sixth. And so the semifinal games have become yawn fests. Nobody cares because nobody thinks these are going to be good games. Usually the semifinals are blowouts. Usually the semifinals are not competitive. And so you might just have a country of college football fanatics, and there's plenty of us all over the place, saying, the semifinals are never good because there's really only one or two good teams every year anyway, or great teams, that there's Alabama and or Clemson and or Georgia, and you're never going to get great semifinal games, which has rattled the cage of the people that want to expand the playoff. There's people going, well, if we can't even get two decent semifinal games, if there's only one good football game a year, and that's the national championship game as part of the playoff, why would we expand to 6 or 8 or 12? I mean, does ESPN and or CBS and or Fox want to jump in for tens of millions, hundreds of millions, $1 billion, whatever that chunk of change is going to be, to jump into an expanded playoff where they never get competitive games? Did this year's college football playoff squash expansion talk? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Off play action. Young throws. Caught. Locked to at the 4. Left side turns toward the goal. He's in. Touchdown, Alabama. Cameron Latu out of Salt Lake City with his 7th touchdown of the year for Bryce Young. It's his 3rd touchdown pass of the day.
Snap to Bennett, the quarterback. Steps to his right. Hangs up a long pass deep. Caught. Burton, 25. So long. 10, 5. Touchdown, Jermaine Burton. He's going to soak it up in the end zone as he stands and welcomes the cheers of the Georgia fans.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
And you just heard the Georgia Bulldogs radio network. So here's the thing. I believe that even these numbers can't stop the inevitability of expanding the playoff. I don't think, even though these were bad rated games, and even though we had blowouts, and even though you can always predict blowouts, I don't think that's going to slow the roll on this, because there is just so much money to be had. Just because these ratings were down, just because they were blowouts, doesn't mean that Fox and CBS and NBC or whoever don't want to jump into the fray to get college football playoff games, because look, they still deliver 16 and 17 million viewers. So I think it's going to happen anyway. Here would be my silver lining. Let's just say this year it's Bama and Georgia's the two best teams by far versus everybody else, and then you expand the playoff to 12. Yeah, games involving Bama, Georgia might be blowouts, but if you keep building out playoff games, the odds are those other playoff games are not blowouts, because those other second-tier teams, if you will, are more bunched up. You know, if it is Baylor versus Notre Dame or somebody else that's in that next tier down, the idea there is that those games will be better. Those games would be better. Like this year, those New Year's 6 games that we saw would hypothetically be the type of matchups we would see in the college football playoff. And a Baylor-Ole Miss game should have been a really good game. It didn't end up being that, but probably mostly because Matt Corral was injured in that game. And so I think you can't get scared off because of these blowouts, because I don't think that would necessarily keep happening throughout all of the playoffs. I think the concern, though, is that every year you kind of have Bama and somebody, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Clemson, maybe it'll be Oklahoma, maybe it'll be somebody else, but that you might have Alabama and one other team, and they are just so far superior. And I don't really know how you hope that changes. Maybe NIL stuff, maybe. Maybe that tends to flatten the earth a little bit and talent goes other places. Maybe you just hope that with more infusion of money everywhere, that the tide rises all boats, and that all of this influx of TV money with a big playoff would give other programs better chances to win. Maybe, maybe. But I think the point is, do I think that these games this year squashed momentum on a playoff because the ratings were low and the blowouts were there? I don't. Ultimately, I don't think they'll just look at this. The college powers that be want it. They usually get what they want. The TV executives want it. They always get what they want. And they'll rationalize it away and just say, well, the numbers were low because it was New Year's Eve. And you know what? Alabama and Georgia, even if they're blowouts, those games get good ratings anyway, and we'll take it. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. What an interesting day yesterday with Antonio Brown. I guess it's always interesting with AB. Antonio Brown took to Twitter. We had this news in the morning. We were talking about this on this show because it happened early, where he was tweeting out screenshots of conversations that he had with Bruce Arians, with Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero, trying to throw everybody under the bus. And then later in the day, an Instagram model and TikTok star, Ava Louise, said that she was with Antonio Brown the night before he went off the rails in that game last Sunday, and went into great detail of what exactly it was that they did, and that AB had told her what he was going to do. So that was interesting yesterday. We've got that audio as part of Soundcheck coming up here next, plus a burgeoning deck hockey star. That's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember that the DA show is always available in podcast form. The full 4 hours, the best of the show, the PGP, or Sunday Morning Football, always available for DA On Demand. Just by going to your favorite podcast platform and searching the DA show, you'll get all of those on that feed. Just simply subscribe, rate and review, and pick the listening experience of your choice. We begin with Ben Roethlisberger, who perhaps is going into his final game ever as a Pittsburgh Steeler, unless the Steelers win on Sunday and then get help as well to sneak into the playoffs. He does believe, though, that Mason Rudolph, that guy with that annoying face, actually could be the next great Steelers QB.
He works really hard. He's smart. He understands what's going on. I think that it's just the repetition. I mean, he got a lot of reps I didn't play much. How many years ago that was? I know he and Duck kind of did some splitting time, but I think this offseason, probably knowing that there's going to be a competition for it, I think that'll be good for him. You know, it's probably pretty hard to wrap your mind around what do I have to do to be the starter when there's a old veteran guy ahead of you. So I think that could do wonders for him this offseason.
Nice of Ben to say, but I vehemently disagree. You know, once upon a time, Aaron Rodgers had to try to fend off or win the job over Brett Favre. And Rodgers wasn't like, aw, shucks. Well, there's nothing here to play for. He was hot. He was angry. He wanted that job. Once upon a time, Tom Brady was behind Drew Bledsoe and others. And was like, I need to get on that football field. Once I get on that field, you'll never take me off of that field. Steve Young was battling a legend in his prime in Joe Montana and trying to make that competition an interesting competition. So to hear, oh, Mason just needs to know that, you know, there's a chance he could win the job and that'll help him out. No, no, no. If Mason Rudolph was the next great QB, there would be already signs of it. And oh, by the way, he started an entire season a couple of years ago before they had to go to Duck Hodges. Oh, and he got the start this year when Big Ben was out due to COVID, and he tied the Lions. So, no, I don't believe that Mason Rudolph just needs that door to be open. He already had it. He stinks. And that face. Just can't take the face. Ava Louise is a TikTok and Instagram model. And she told the Daily Mail, which is a newspaper/website media outlet in London, about her extracurricular activities with Antonio Brown the night before Sunday's game. This is last weekend. She was hanging out with AB on New Year's Day. New Year's Day night. Well, she then joined WFAN in New York with Craig Carton and Evan Roberts yesterday and detailed her account with Antonio Brown. Here's Ava Louise.
He was just like off. Like I genuinely was like, this guy has to be drunk after like the voice memos and everything like that. And I was drunk, so I was just asking him all kinds of questions. So I'm like, who are you playing tomorrow? The Jets? You're definitely going to beat the Jets.
Right.
And then we were just like talking and he was just like, yeah, tomorrow's going to be crazy. Like I want another Super Bowl. We're going to the playoffs are soon. Like I'm hype, all this stuff.
So when he's talking about doing something crazy, he's just talking about football. We're going to kill the Jets. Like he's not thinking this was going to happen.
Well, he was telling me. Well, then I was just like, he's like, oh, you're really brave for walking past security like that. Like most girls would be weird about it and they get scared. And I was looking at him and I'm like, I'm crazy. I told him that I'm crazy.
Got it.
And he looks at me and he's like, yo, you don't know how crazy I am. Just wait till tomorrow. I'm going to get you tickets.
So, was it premeditated on Sunday for Antonio Brown? I mean, I think Antonio Brown's in the middle of an episode of some type of thing that, you know, he's kind of now starting to spin out of control. And we've seen this a couple of other times throughout his career. There was 36 minutes of Ava Louise yesterday on WFN in New York. I mean, Mraz, we've had some long interviews. I think we had Phil Villapiano on Sunday Morning Football 3 weeks ago for like 17 minutes. And I was like, boy, this is running really long. Imagine doing 36 minutes with an OnlyFans model.
Yeah, I believe John Feinstein used to do the Wednesday one-hour interviews with, like, commissioners and such. So this is the longest we've seen since that, and it came with an OnlyFans model.
At least she knows, even she knows the Jets suck.
How good is that? Oh, you're playing the Jets? Of course you're going to win. I know they suck.
I'm going to talk more about this a little bit later on in the show when we hear Bruce Arians' comments yesterday, but the one thing I do think is that it might not be so funny in short order the way that people kind of joke about Antonio Brown right now. You know, you have Ava Louise on and she's talking about having sex with Antonio Brown and the positions that he likes and all this kind of lurid details. And it's like, oh, he said he was going to do something crazy and he's really crazy and he wants this and he said that and he's tweeting this. And it's like yucking it up because Antonio Brown's acting foolish. But look, I don't think it's that funny, and I think there's probably going to be a time where this feels way more sad and scary than it does funny, and I don't think that stuff like this is going to age very well. I think in the moment right now it just seems like, oh, that's crazy Antonio Brown. I think that that this is a story that is going to only become more sad and depressing as the days or the weeks or the months or the years go on. But we'll do more on this with Bruce Arians because he tried to dig himself out of that hole yesterday by finally addressing Antonio Brown. Because remember, after the game, Bruce Arians simply said he's not part of the team anymore. We don't talk about the guys that aren't part of the team. Oh, convenient. Finally, there is a young rising deck hockey star. Now, Mraz, you played deck hockey growing up. How is this different than ice hockey?
It is on your feet. It's running. It's a lot of running.
So it's floor hockey, but it's, why do they call it deck hockey? It's not played on like a big open deck, right?
I don't know, and maybe this is strictly a Long Island thing, but there are several leagues like this where it's every single hockey rule minus the skates. It is all done running.
Gotcha. So it's not on rollerblades either.
No, no rollerblades, no ice skates, but same rules apply. The game of hockey, but with just using your feet in a running motion.
Okay, well, what if I told you that there was a young rising deck hockey star on Long Island who ripped a one-timer into the net as his Long Island Thunder beat an unknown team 10-2 to move to 5-1 on the season? The Long Island crowd goes absolutely nuts, feeling as though they may have the next Mike Bossy or Pierre Turgeon on their hands. That deck hockey star would be Jared Schwartz. And what a reaction. I mean, that's 10-2. You're already leading by 7 goals and you're still going crazy pouring it on. That's a ruthless crowd out there for the Long Island Thunder.
Yeah, and if you listen closer to the end, I think you get the same person yelling, yeah, Jared, as we did with that ground rule double homer just a summer ago.
Oh, yeah, it does sound like that.
Very similar, if not. I mean, I think the Jared Schwartz fan band is growing.
I'm only hearing the audio. You obviously saw the video to acquire this audio. Tell me about how it looked.
Well, I will say this. He had a goal and 2 assists. He was named the number one star of the game. The Thunder are clearly having a big year. What it looks like here, what we have, is a lot of running by 9 players on the ice. And this specific player who ends up taking the shot is the one player not running all that much. Instead, sort of what would look like lazily plants themselves at the top of the half circle.
Cherry picker?
And Yeah, I would say so. And a lot of great puck movement, I got to say, for 11-year-olds. And the pass comes over to the circle, and it's just, for lack of a better term, a thunderous rip of a one-timer that the goalie is too slow getting over. And it really looks like a man playing amongst boys right now. And I'm not going to do the running, but you feed me the puck, and I'm blasting him in the net.
So it's potentially we do a Canadian bacon with deck hockey highlights from this team?
We certainly can. Look, and if the crowds are getting that into it, I know we're not. That sounds like 10,000 people in the building for 11-year-old deck hockey. I was blown away when I watched that highlight.
Are we sure that that goal put them up 10-2, or could that have broken a 2-2 tie?
Well, see, again, here's the problem. This game wasn't on an ESPN Plus. You couldn't get NHL.tv to get
no
it. All you get,
either.
Yeah, it's in the AP afterwards, and all you get is the final score, the final stat line, and this one highlight. So I don't know, this could be a goal, maybe broke a 3-2 tie and the floodgates opened after.
Not sure. Because I was going to say, boy, that's a pretty ruthless crowd if it's 9-2. This makes it 10-2, and they're still exploding in glee, aggressively cheering the 10th goal of the day.
Hey, I'm in Levittown, Long Island. I mean, how many Bo Jacksons, the real Bo Jacksons, do we get, multi-sport athletes? I mean, you have a guy who steps up to play like Babe Ruth, calling a shot, ripping home runs, and now sitting at the circle, ripping slides.
So we could be sitting on a two-sport star, a Jared Schwartz, who is, of course, Pete's son.
Right.
Being a baseball headliner, ripping the double that you said that you just heard there, and also now ripping one-timers as goals are scorching through the net on deck hockey.
And with that size, DA, in hockey, as you know, usually you have enforcers and you have scorers. Rarely do you combine the two, and you might have a bit of a gentle giant with a gentle touch here. It's just something to keep an eye on when looking ahead to NHL drafts 9 years from now, for sure. And an older brother, frankly, that might be the next great long snapper for the Detroit Lions.
And let's clarify, that's Pete Schwartz's kid, not Pete Bilotti's kid.
Oh, did I say that?
He said Pete, so people could assume that it was my son.
Right. Timmy would never rip a one-timer like that. No,
he'd be hitting home runs.
That's right. And that is your sound check. Rob of the 321 has tweeted in about the college football playoff. DA, what if you play the two semifinals 2 weeks after the conference championships? It gives the teams that are hot the chance to remain hot, and then you have the bigger build up to the title game. I think it's an interesting concept, Rob. I wonder if they expand the playoffs, they're going to have to condense the schedule. I don't think you would wait a full month to play multiple tiers of playoff games, so you could be onto something here, especially if you're talking about playing the first round on campus. My guess is you'd play that much closer to those conference championship games than waiting deeper into the winter. So yeah, that certainly could help, because what we've seen is the semifinals after a month off certainly seem to leave a lot to be desired in terms of competitive balance. By the way, Mraz, I have to say, you yesterday going scorched earth on Rob of the 321, I think it's actually caused a bit of an identity crisis for him. He has asked all of us to follow him on Twitter, and this stems from the Cardinals beef where Chandler Jones wants Kyler Murray to follow him on Twitter. And Rob felt as though, I think you went after him so harshly that his credibility is shot, that he has changed his Twitter handle and his moniker on Twitter. He's no longer Rob of the 321. Now he's Rob in Vieira, as in Rob in Vieira, Florida.
Yeah, I actually want to address this real quickly. I went back and re-listened to. I usually think a good voice of reason on the show is Adriana, our friend in Boise, and even she thought I went too hard. I want to formally apologize to Rob. I think I had good intentions there, and I thought I was having fun, but maybe I did go too hard. And I think having a Twitter profile where you're that big a fan of the show is a really cool thing and awesome thing. It's stuff that we get in the business to dream of. Probably shouldn't have gone that hard on him. So he should be Robin a 3-2-1, not Robin in Vieira. And I publicly want to apologize.
Yeah, way to go, Mraz.
That's very big of you. So when you went and you listened back to the segment, did you feel like listening back you might have went too far?
Yeah, I think that I am somebody that was very much always had this, I'm going to have fun and bust chops and make fun of people because I want to get ahead of that before people always make fun of me being fat. And it's been my whole life. And I think sometimes maybe I go over the top where it gets interpreted the wrong way. And listening, I only went back and listened after I saw Adriana's tweet. And I said, if Adriana thinks I was a little too harsh, she's usually a pretty good voice. Let me go back and listen. So I don't want Rob being down in the dumps or changing his profile and feeling like I was a jerk. That's not, that wasn't my intention. I meant good, but I don't think it came across as good, so I want to apologize for that.
That's very big of you, very kind of you. Adriana is kind of the moral compass of the DA show. She is a loyal DA alien. She's an amazing listener. She has met us when we were in Boise, and she tweets. She's pretty connected to all of the really hardcore DA aliens. They have a group of a bunch of them that tweet at one another, and sometimes I think email one another, etc. So she is kind of our moral compass, and yeah, she did think that you went overboard slicing and dicing him up.
He's still a fraud, but yeah, a nice fraud.
a nice fraud.
So much for that apology.
All right, standing by with our headline this morning is a kind sir, Andrew Bogish. Bogeyman, happy Friday. Good morning.
Yes, same to you, everybody. Headline sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average.
I'm Andrew Bogish.
The Phoenix Suns are the first. Well, Pete's going to be salted this morning because he's actually in the building. The Phoenix Suns.
We should give Pete, hazard pay today. It snowed in the Northeast. It snowed in New York overnight. So conditions on the roads are treacherous. So me, Bogish and Mraz, rather, are all working from home studios. Bilotti was the one that trekked in to be the war horse today. So he deserves the Medal of Honor, the Bronze Star, and hazard pay today.
Thank you. The road, I'm more salty than the roads. Horrible. All snow, no existence on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Another startling revelation, the National Weather Channel this morning was in West Babylon with the big Welcome to West Babylon sign behind them, meaning had I actually had something named after me in the sign, I could have made national news.
The Weather Channel was out in front of that, in front of that sign, and it still doesn't say birthplace of Geraldo Rivera either.
No. Just welcome to West Babylon, the big West Babylon Long Island thing. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned when I said, excuse me? Wow.
Home of Coach Langella, the Bayou Bear.
Right, from Bob's Bar. They knew they had the setup there to do the
Maybe
show.
Maybe Geraldo could open up another vault and they can come back.
A vault of salt for the roads.
Please, thank you. I need something to get home at least.
All right, AB, what do
we got? The Phoenix Suns, winners last night of the Clippers, 106-89. So, again, they're the first team this NBA season, 230 wins. Chris Paul had 14 points, 13 boards, and 10 assists. His team winning again despite DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, and JaVale McGee still out because of COVID.
That's way great. I mean, we stuck together. You know, in time like this, got a lot of guys out. You know, we're waiting on a lot of guys to come back. So, different guys stepped up. And it's a great team win for us. That's how we've been played for the last year and a half.
Those three guys have cleared COVID protocols but are working themselves back into shape. The Warriors stay on 29 wins with a 101-96 loss in New Orleans. Steph Curry and Draymond Green did not play because of minor injuries. Brandon Ingram, 32 points, 11 boards, and 6 assists for the Pels. The Grizzlies thumped the Pistons 118-88 for a 7-game win streak. And the Knicks stole a 108-105 win from the Celtics at the Garden. Boston led by 24 just before halftime, then watched R.J. Barrett bank in a 3 at the buzzer to lose. Men's college hoops, number 5 UCLA, back from a 25-day COVID absence, beat Long Beach State 96-78. Number 13 Ohio State falling to Indiana 67-51. So that Chargers-Raiders doomsday tie scenario can only become reality Sunday night if the Colts lose to the Jaguars Sunday afternoon. Indy QB Carson Wentz assumes that won't happen.
We know where we're at. We know what's at stake. We know what's on the line.
And we're going to get their best shot. We know that. I mean, they came up here last game and it was down to the wire. So we know we got to come out ready to go, ready to execute with a lot of energy and emotion and go get this.
The Niners in with a win over the Rams on Sunday. Jimmy Garoppolo again with a limited practice yesterday as he works back from that thumb injury. Todd Haley, Kevin Sumlin, Mike Riley, and Bart Andrews are the first four coaches in the new USFL, which is back this spring. I believe we all know who the first three guys are. Mr. Andrews coached in the CFL, the UFL, and NFL Europe, and now he's in charge of a USFL franchise.
Imagine making Bart Andrews one of your headline coaches that you have to announce nationally to draw attention to the league.
That's John Sally's guy.
Oh, my God, Bart Andrews is our head coach. I got to tune in.
Big time.
And from the NHL, Colorado smoked Winnipeg 7-1, Nathan MacKinnon 5 points. The Preds a 4-2 win in L.A., and the Penguins hammered the Flyers 6-2 for a 10-game win streak. That's the longest in the NHL this season. D.A., back to you.
That's my guys.
That's my guy, Bart Andrews. By the way, did anybody know that the USFL was starting this spring? I mean, starting in a couple of weeks, right? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought we were still a year away from any of these spring leagues popping up.
Yeah, great
no,
timing.
They've been running a lot of ads during the NFL games the last 2 weeks, really pumping it up that it's coming. I mean, my goodness.
I've missed it. I can't believe it. I saw this. I said, boy, they're starting already? I mean, so just as a quick aside, is The Rock's XFL totally dead? Are they ever coming
next year.
Back?
Next year.
So they still have plans of coming back.
Yes, they're the one for the following year. Remember, they had talks about weird use of CFL stuff, but that's the following year. So once again, we're going to be in this conundrum of, will the USFL make a year two? And if it doesn't, we still have the XFL. It's like we're living in La La Land.
Wow. Maybe we have to do a brouhaha on the USFL.
Well, Mike Glennon will surely be starting for one of the teams. So.
And how do you bet against Bart Andrews in any of these games?
Oh, no, big game Bart. You can't.
That's my guys.
Big game Bart. When we come back here on the show, Jags fans are planning a movement on Sunday. They are all dressing up. Wait till you hear how they're dressing up. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, I'm trying to find the right words to say.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Friday to you. You can always watch the show at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. Watch us on your phone or watch us on your desktop or watch us on your smart TV. Just go to watchda.com and check us out every single morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific. Sunday Morning Football this week will feature Dwight Freeney, stud pass rusher of the Colts during the Peyton Manning years there. He'll be eligible for the Hall of Fame next year. We'll talk to Dwight Freeney about Sunday's Colts and Jaguars matchup and his days as a Colt, winning a Super Bowl as well in 2006. Jaguars and Colts coming up on Sunday. And Jaguars fans are frustrated, and they should be. You know, I think Jags fans get a bad rap. I think because the Jags have always been, well, not always, but because they perpetually seem to be bad, even in their small pockets of being good, like the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago, in the early days with Tom Coughlin, because they've been so bad for so long, and because they've always felt like they had one foot out the door from Jacksonville, and because Jacksonville's not a traditional sports market, I think Jags fans have been seen as non-fans, that there's not a lot of them, that they don't really care. You know, they're not seen as Steelers fans waving the terrible towel or Browns fans in a dog pound or whatever. But I think they get a bad rap. I think there is a number of Jaguars fans that have been built up over the 25 years they've been around. And I think that football is obviously in the blood in the Southeast, and certainly in Florida and Georgia, where so many of Jags fans come from. And they deserve a little bit more respect, and they're showing it this weekend. They hate the fact that this team's still this bad. And they hate the fact that Urban Meyer came in and embarrassed the franchise yet again. And now with rumors that Shad Khan is going to retain the GM Trent Baalke, the Jags fans are fired up. They are changing their profile pictures to a clown emoji with Shad Khan's trademark handlebar mustache, which is amazing. That's an amazing movement. And the movement's growing even louder as many fans will show up to Sunday's game dressed in clown costumes. How great is this? I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Jags fans have watched buffoonery for how many years? Then the Urban Meyer thing's the top of it. And what, you know, if you're going to start fresh and you're going to give your franchise QB, Trevor Lawrence, something to work with and try to steer this franchise somewhere else, does Trent Baalke have any reason to stick around? Is there a reason to defend Baalke keeping his job coming off this? I mean, last week they lose 50-10 to the Patriots. I mean, they've been awful the entire season, and that Urban Meyer swing was obviously such a huge miss. I get it. I totally get it. I mean, Baalke shouldn't get any favors here done for him. And okay, maybe Shad Khan was the guy that said we got to have Urban Meyer and said we're doing this no matter what Baalke said. But Baalke also defended Urban Meyer over the course of this season and oversaw free agency last year and the draft picks, and it's been an absolute nightmare. So Jags fans, get yourself some revenge. Clown Baalke, clown Khan, clown that organization. When you show up on Sunday, you deserve a better product. When we return here on the DA Show, Bruce Arians digging himself a hole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.